This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following a night in which former U.S. President Donald Trump received his party's nomination and introduced his running mate, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, the Republican National Convention heads into its second day Tuesday in Milwaukee. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Former President Donald Trump brought the crowd to life on Monday, entering the Fiserv Forum with a bandaged ear after his injury during an assassination attempt on Saturday. Trump named Ohio Senator and Hillbilly Effigy author J.D. Vance as his running mate. In an interview for Fox News Channel's Hannity, Vance says he admires Trump's approach to foreign policy.
You don't commit America's troops unless you really have to, but when you do, you punch and you punch hard.
RNC organizers say immigration and crime are the featured topics. Speakers are expected to include former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and family members of people murdered by immigrants who were in the U.S. illegally. Vance speaks Wednesday and former President Trump speaks Thursday. I'm Jennifer King.
Health officials at Gaza's Al-Aqsa Hospital report a strike on a UN school where hundreds of displaced people had been seeking shelter killed at least 9 people Tuesday. Reuters News Service reports as many as 23 were killed at the school. The Israeli army said in a statement that it struck terrorists who were operating in an UNRWA school, and ahead of the strike, numerous measures were taken to mitigate the risk of harming civilians. Israeli airstrikes killed more than 60 Palestinians in southern and central Gaza overnight into Tuesday, including one that struck an Israeli-declared safe zone, crowded with thousands of displaced people. Earlier Tuesday, bombardments on the Nuseirat and Zawadi refugee camps in central Gaza hit 4 houses, killing at least 24 people, including 10 women and 4 children. Police in Thailand say the bodies of 6 people were found at a luxury hotel in downtown Bangkok, and poisoning is suspected. Thailand's foreign ministry said in a short statement Tuesday the dead were reported to be 2 Vietnamese Americans and 4 Vietnamese nationals. This is VOA News. Ukrainians are battling a record heat wave as residents are also grappling with rolling blackouts from Russia's continued attacks on the country's energy system. The combination is creating a nightmare for the nation's economy and everyday life. Radio's correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Regular Russian airstrikes have ravaged the country's energy system, leading to hours-long rolling blackouts. The Central Geophysical Observatory said on Tuesday it had clocked a record high 93.5 degrees Fahrenheit in Kyiv for July 15. Temperatures on Tuesday were expected to reach even higher. Store owners like Victoria battle increased costs from running generators and product losses.
We suffer a lot. Blackouts last for 6 to 8 hours during the day, and it's a problem for dairy and ice cream.
Ukraine's broader economy is also struggling in the heat. State weather forecasters say the harvest of late crops could decline by up to 30% in central, southern and eastern regions.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. The United Nations reported Tuesday talks between a UN envoy and delegations from both warring parties in Sudan are continuing in Geneva this week, focused on humanitarian aid and protecting civilians. War has raged since April of 2023 between the Sudanese Regular Army under Abdel Fattah el-Burhan and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, led by el-Burhan's former deputy, Mohamed Hamdan Daglo. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' personal envoy, Ramatan Lamara, invited delegations from both sides to Geneva for talks which began last Thursday. At a briefing Tuesday, UN spokeswoman Alessandra Vellucci provided reporters with an update on the talks, which she said continued all weekend.
The teams engaged intensively on the 2 key items discussed during these talks, humanitarian assistance and protection of civilians. And the discussions are continuing this week.
UN officials are hopeful, if not a ceasefire, the talks could result in protections for civilians and humanitarian corridors for which to deliver aid. A Reuters journalist at the scene reports at least one person was killed in renewed anti-government protests in Kenya Tuesday as police clashed with demonstrators demanding that President William Ruto step down. Nationwide protests that broke out a month ago against proposed tax hikes have continued even though Ruto withdrew the legislation and fired almost all of his cabinet. Activists say they want Ruto to resign as well as systematic changes to clean up corruption and poor governance. Student protester Eliud Simba called on President Ruto to listen to the people.
This is our land. We are dying here. We get justice or we die here. We gave him that power. People's it is power. Time People's for power. Him to abide by what we are telling him.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.